Good morning. You listen to FourDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Josh Williams, a co-CEO with FloorMax. Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, we just met. You caught my attention because I missed it when you bought FloorMax last December and then just recently bought Carpet Fair and Next Day Floors. A little bit more background. CarpetMax is a four-store operation based in the Washington, D.C. market, and Carpet Fair and Next Day Floors is in the Baltimore area. Before we get to the details of your involvement in the flooring business, give us a little background. I understand you were an investment banker focused in the music business. Is that right?
Yeah. Right out of college, I was investment banking, mergers and acquisitions across media and entertainment, from music publishing to a home building deal and a pharmaceutical deal. I had a privileged opportunity to see how streaming really changed valuations across music publishing.
Okay. So apparently you made some good money doing that. Last year you made the decision to focus in the flooring business. What led to that? Tell us about that decision.
Yes. In 2019, I kind of cut my teeth in real estate, a larger scale in multifamily and some building. And from that, I got a little bit more interested in trades that are approximate to construction. And flooring really caught my eye probably about 3 years ago. And I had to study the industry, and then I had to, you know, hunt for an acquisition. It took me about a year to get the first one done. It presented itself at a really good time. What we bought in FloorMax, four stores, pretty diversified business from commercial to retail to different silos within residential. And then also just an amazing location operating in the DC metro. One of the things I heard you say is that you didn't hear about the FloorMax acquisition in December, and that's probably true. I had a lot of learning to do over the last year to learn how to operate a flooring company, to understand the industry, and so it took me a whole year to get comfortable and to make this next move.
Okay, so you kind of slipped in the back door and learned the business that you just acquired. Now you're expanding, and you've made this decision to buy Carpet Fair and Next Day Floors, Carpet Fair being the brand on the commercial side and Next Day Floors being the residential brand, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Same thing, similar characteristics to FloorMax, you know, pretty diversified business in commercial and then also in residential. Next Day Floors had something that we didn't have, which is also shop at home, which is something that we haven't really touched whatsoever. And I think Next Day Floors does it so well. Made a lot more sense to acquire than it was to replicate or to try to build it on your own. And then the commercial side of things, you know, surprisingly, even though the FloorMax is very close to DC, we don't have a lot of government contracts on the commercial side. And that's another thing that Carpet Fair really excelled at. A lot of collaboration and things that are working to diversify the business. I mean, we saw a lot of change in industry over the last year. I think a lot of flooring companies around us, at least, you know, kind of struggled. You know, we didn't necessarily struggle because we were diversified, and I've kind of been pushing everybody on our team all across the board to build recession-proof silos. And I think we've just sort of added to those silos, you know, with this acquisition.
I talked to Steve Plunkett earlier this week when I heard this news. I had known him because I'd seen him at the StarNet meeting. So they're a StarNet member. He was telling me that you're planning to leave him in place to help run the commercial business, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. He has a distinct book of business. He has, you know, a pretty robust team here. The only thing that we're going to do is add to it. So, interestingly, I went to a high school and drove by Steve's house like almost every day. So we're kind of from the same town.
How about that? And you also picked up Krista Eliasson, who has a lot of history in the business. She was running Next Day Floors, and she's going to continue to be part of the team as well, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're going to serve as co-CEOs. I got interested in this acquisition because of the numbers, because of the synergies, you know, how it made a sense and how we could put things together and how, you know, we were going to gain. But what really kind of drove this deal home for me was a couple of discussions that her and I had around culture and cultural fit and vision. And so I think the acquisition alone was worth just gaining Krista.
So you've got some decisions to make. You've got two brands, actually three brands. Are you going to maintain those brands that you acquired? What's your brand strategy moving forward?
Brand strategy, no store names are going to change. FloorMax Commercial is going to stay the same. Carpet Fair is going to stay the same. I think if we bolt on any additional stores, you know, we'll just continue to capture those brands. We don't have a rebranding strategy. I think there's a lot of brand loyalty in both markets. I mean, if you look at just the locations. The only place that both companies touch could potentially be Columbia, Elk Ridge, which is, you know, halfway between DC and Baltimore. They don't really touch. So it's Next Day Floors now is unique to Baltimore, and then Floormax is unique to DC.
So your plan from here forward is to continue to look for operations like the two you've acquired, kind of have a focus in that mid-Atlantic area, or what are your plans?
Yeah, my original thesis in all this was that the flooring industry in the mid-Atlantic was very fragmented and that there wasn't a lot of larger flooring retailers or commercial operations that stretch from Richmond to Philadelphia to Harrisburg. That has been proven correct, but it was my original goal to try to aggregate a lot of those different flooring companies. And I think we're on the right track right now. We're staying true to that original vision. There's a lot of people to service in the mid-Atlantic. I mean, we're pretty fortunate to be in a pretty populous location. So the goal, the goal would be to continue to expand north, to continue to expand south. Our vision continues to grow daily. I would think that gaining Krista, she's opened my eyes to a lot of things. Gaining Steve, he's opened my eyes to a lot of things. And the nucleus of our management team is pretty strong. And I think that we're capable of doing more than I even thought we were capable of. So I'm super, super excited about the future.
You know, several years ago, Krista ran IDG for CCA Global. Are you going to consider joining the group or remain independent, or is that the decision yet to make?
Yeah, we haven't made a decision there. We ran Floormax independently.
All right, Josh. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Josh Williams, the co-CEO of Floormax, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.